Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your market update for August 14th, 2024. So I got just a piece of words out for you guys. If you could put a prayer in for my mother-in-law, she's on hospice right now and it doesn't look like she's going to make it much longer. So if you see me not posting for a few days, that's what's happened. So if you could put a prayer in for her, I'd greatly appreciate it. But in today's report, we have the CPI number just came out. It was actually pretty good. It was right in line with what was expected. So we're going to go over to the markets right now to see what that explanation is and what exactly happened. Then we're going to come back and look at the CPI numbers in detail. And then that gives us basically where we are today. What's going to happen in the future? So I watch interviews, financial interviews every night, basically all night long. And I want to start pulling out the ones I think will be beneficial to you guys, because I like how market analysts like on Wall Street and everything can explain these things or put it in their terms. And then I can kind of dissect it for you and put it in layman's terms for all of us. So we're going to go through two videos today. So don't turn the dial. I think you're going to learn a lot today, because we're going to see where the CPI number is right now. That's consumer inflation. We had the producer inflation come out yesterday and it was basically really good. And we had the markets doing real well. Mortgage rates come down just a little bit. And so that's what we're going to look at, where we are today, where we're going based on an analyst on Wall Street, their take on this. And then we're going to get to the CME Fed Watch tool. Now, we're going to start watching this every day, because it changes every day. So without further ado, let's get to it. Here's the top six programs people use when they're buying their first house. Guys, these aren't my rates. And if you watch my channel on a daily basis, you understand that. How are these rates constructed? Or when you go to different websites, why are the rates different? Well, there's different criteria in the background. You have to know what created these interest rates. So what creates these rates? Well, there's five criteria. What happens is Mortgage News Daily, they survey lenders all over the country and ask them these five questions. They ask them, if you had a borrower that was looking to buy a single family home, they were going to live there, so it was their primary residency, and they're their first time home buyer. Plus, they had two other pieces of criteria. So let's dive into this criteria right in the back end of this. It's a 75% loan to value. That means they're putting down 25% and they have a 780 credit score. So that's them. And so if that's you, well, that's most likely right where your rate's going to be. But if that's not you, I'm going to give you my information, because I'm just a mortgage loan officer out here trying to win your business and educate you guys on real estate. So let's get over to the headline news that we have for today. And it's all about consumer inflation. Yesterday was producer inflation. It went from 0.2, expected to stay at 0.2, went down to 0.1. That the markets rallied and everybody liked it. Assuming that the producer prices, if they're going down, the consumer prices are going to start coming down. Well, they're being stubborn. Last reading on the core CP month over month was 0.1. It's upped to 0.2. So up just a tad. Year over year was 3. Now it's 2.9. This is basically what's stabilizing these numbers. And then CPI month over month was -1. It came to 2. So my fault up through here, this is the core CPI. What core means is they strip out food and energy costs in there, because they're really volatile. So you can see how that is right through here. So we basically hit on the year over year number, but we missed on the core month over month number. So that's where we're looking right through here. Let's get over to Rick Santelli, so he can give us basically break down all this, all the news and the numbers. He gets a little detailed. So when we come back, I'm going to also point through while he's doing the video. I'm going to point so to grab your attention on certain things. I'll give you an up when the news is good. I'm not saying good for, you know, maybe the markets or the stock market or anything, but good for home buyers when it comes to interest rates. That's what we're focused in on this channel. We want you to accumulate assets and wealth management and wealth creation and everything, but the channel is directed more focused on real estate. So let's get to Rick Santelli, see what he has to say. Then we're going to come back and break all this down.
It's a biggie whether they ease, and the numbers are hitting the wires right now for the July consumer price.
Okay, so watch these numbers. This is where the implied, you know, what's expected on where the markets are going to open. Like the S&P 500 is expected to open down 10 based on these numbers. Dow Jones minus 47 and NASDAQ minus 104. So watch as he's breaking this news, how these numbers will move. And you'll also see yields down at the bottom, down through here, they'll be moving as well. So let's get back to Rick.
Price index headline number coming in as expected, up 0.2% on headline number, follows yet unrevised down 0.1%. So we went from basically the biggest negative month over month change a positive in CPI since COVID 420, and now we're at a level that we haven't seen really since April, when we're up at 3/10. If you look at X Food and Energy, exactly as expected as well, up 2/10. The issue is, of course, it's following 1/10, which, just like the last number, was comping towards the first several months of COVID. Now, if we look at the year-over-year numbers, and I think these are always important, we're making some progress. 2.9% on year-over-year CPI. We're expecting 3%. In the rearview mirror was 3%. 3% was the best, the lowest CPI year-over-year rate going back to March of 2021. So this is indeed good progress, and that number in 21 was 2.6, so we stay comp to the same time period. And finally, if you look at the year-over-year core, ex food and energy, we made progress, but it's as expected. 3.2% in the rearview mirror was 3.3. 3.3 was the lowest year-over-year rate on the core since April of 21, when it was 3%. Now, many don't look at the following, but I always look at the following, the indices. If you look at the CPI actual index, it was at an all-time high last time at 314.175, a new all-time high, 314.54. And if you look at core, same scenario. If you look at the all-time high, 318.346 came out at 318.872. Now, those numbers might not mean a lot to people. That was core index. But those indices have never been higher, never been higher. So that really represents the definition of disinflation versus deflation. We have less inflation, but the indexes keep climbing higher pretty much every month. How did the market synthesize all this data? Well, prior, the 10-year was at 382. Now it's at 386. So we've gone from down 2 to basically up a couple. And if we look at the 2-year, it went from 392 up to 398. Now, just to be fair, we were very close to 15.5-month low close on the 2-year prior to the number and a 13-month low close on the 10s. Kind of close. About a week ago, we made those levels. And that's what I want to point out. And that has pushed the dollar index, if it closed where it is now, to a 7-month low.
Okay, so that's his take on that. So here's the best way I can break this down for you. And why we beat this thing like a dead horse is this is the number that the Federal Reserve watches. Okay, so here's all the CPI numbers. Again, well, let's break them down real quick so you guys understand what they are. So core basically strips out food and energy. You guys know how I complain about gasoline prices every day going, you know, up 50 cents on my way to work and on the way back. So it strips out those things. Okay, food and energy. So it said the core CPI month over month, that's what MOM means, it went from 0.1, it was expected to come in at 0.2, came in right on the button. So that's good news. Month over month, MOM of the main, just the CPI in general, was negative 0.1, went up to 2. That was kind of a shocker. And then year over year CPI, last time it was 3, revised. They confirmed it was 3. They expected it to come in at 3. It came in at 2.9. So see, these numbers are, let's say they're not fantastic, but they're not really moving the markets much. Let's go to the MBS markets. We're up 7, so we'll get back to that in a second. Let's break down the CPI numbers. Here's my, I guess my dilemma with this thing. Let's get over to here and look at the shelter prices, because we look at shelter as a component of the CPI because it makes up 40% of this thing. Okay, so here's where the shelter numbers look like. Shelter, 0.4, 0.4, 0.4, 0.4. 0.2. What happened in the previous month to bring us to 0.2, and then it popped up back up to 0.4. So if this goes down to, you know, stays at 0.2, this number is going to be at 2.6 on the CPI number, a fantastic number. So I'm going to look deeper into that piece of the puzzle. But I did want to give you guys one more video for today. And this young lady, I follow her a lot. She is a stock analyst. She runs a firm. And she really just puts it in layman's terms, meaning, you know, how do we understand this? So she puts a lot of this in the concept. But what she explains here is even with her position in Wall Street, she comes out and she says, guys, none of us really know. None of us really know what's going to happen. And if somebody kind of says they do, they're fooling themselves, because you don't know. That's what I try to teach you guys on a daily basis, is you can't say, you know, don't never buy stocks because, you know, the stock market crashed at one time. Don't never, or, you know, buy a home. I know it's double negatives, but, you know, because the market crashed, you know, 10, 15 years ago. You have to think, you know, independently, and think of, you know, wealth creation in the long run, not where you're going to be in a week or two, where you're going to be 10 years from now. So let's watch this video, and then I'm going to dive into where the CME changed again. The CME Fed Watch tool, it changed once again. I'm going to get over to that. So let's get over to this. I think you're going to find this really interesting. I found it informative, and hopefully if I did, you do too.
Rebecca Patterson joining us right now. She's the former chief investment strategist over at Bridgewater Associates, helping us count you down to the closing bells just about 8.5 minutes ago. And Rebecca, I guess that is the question here, is kind of like, it seems like a lot of people agree on the destination, right? The idea we're going to get rate cuts, the idea that we are going to get some economic softness, mm-hmm. but there seems to be a lot of difference in opinion about the degree of that economic softness, the degree of Fed rate cuts, and more importantly, the degree of how the market's going to react to it.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I think you summed it up really well, and I also like your turbulence comment. I am you. We're going to have more turbulence. Mm-hmm. Sorry for us. We're going to have our seatbelts on, because the market isn't decided on the journey or the bumpiness of this landing. And so every piece of data is going to be soft landing, hard landing debate, and the stock market and the bond market are going to react to those. I don't think we're out of the woods yet on that. You know, today we had the NFIB, the Small Business Sentiment Survey. It was better than expected. And important to me, hiring plans were steady. So they're not, the small businesses, which is the bulk of companies in America, are not looking to lay off workers yet. So that's really good news. That's soft landing news. The PPI today suggests the Fed might be able to start easing quickly. That's soft landing news. But then you have other companies announcing layoffs and you know, consumer confidence data that's not great. And so, you know, we don't know. Yeah. I think anyone who says they know which kind of landing we have right now is not being very authentic.
And this is a good time for a shameless plug that we'll be interviewing Holly Wade, the executive director over at the NFIB, a little bit later in the program. I am curious, though, about Fed rate cuts.
Yeah.
The market is convinced we're going to get something in September. Bloomberg Economics thinks we're going to get 50 basis points and maybe even another 50 before the year is out. Is that going to change things? And I mean, not for the market so much, but for the economy, and more importantly, just for regular people who are out there spending on their credit cards or trying to buy a home or a car or other things on credit, is that going to matter?
Yeah, I think there's a risk that just like rate hikes were slow to feed through the economy versus what had been expected, rate cuts might be similar. And the main reason I'm saying that is the housing channel, which is the biggest transmission channel for monetary policy. Mm-hmm. So right now, a 30-year fixed mortgage is about 7%. So off the highs, but still pretty darn high. If you go back the last 15 years or so, the average was under 4%. Now, if I'm one of the many people who locked in something closer to 3.5-4%, if I don't have to move, even if the Fed cuts 100 basis points by year end, I'm still getting a lot less house for my money. Housing costs broadly are up, the mortgage is expensive. So I think it's going to take longer for people to feel unlocked till they have that wealth coming through housing.
This is my moment, 2.75%. And
I hope you understood all that which she was saying, but she did come out and say, if somebody thinks they know what's going on, that they, you know, they're fooling themselves. So that's that take on it. So let's get back to the overall markets to see the trend right now in the MBSs. When we follow mortgage rates here, we follow the mortgage bond. We don't follow like the federal funds rate. We don't follow the 2-year treasury, 10-year treasury. We follow the mortgage bond. Why wouldn't you? Okay, so right now the mortgage bond is up 9 ticks. That means rates might come down about 0.1 maybe. So let's go see where they are. So we're at 6.52. We might hit 6.5 today. Okay, so that might be the trajectory where we're going right there. So let's now go over the Fed Watch tool. Now, this thing is nuts. Okay, so every day, we're gonna go over this every day. So sorry, folks, you can turn off the show at this part of the junction, but we're going to go over this every day. Why? This thing changes every day. Okay, so let me explain this. This is the CME Fed Watch tool. If you watch me every day, you understand what this thing is. Okay, the top line through here gives us what the federal funds rate is or what the projection is. Right now, it's currently at 5.25 to 5.5. It would be a column over here that's no longer there. Okay, here's the teetering point. So one day this goes to 65% and this goes off the charts or whatever. What am I talking about? Well, in the September meeting, the dilemma right now is, are they going to cut 50 basis points or 25 basis points? So again, we're at 5.25 right now. I'll just use the front load number. Okay, so this will be represented at 4.75. This will be 5. The next thing will be 5.25. Okay, so the 5.25 to 5.5 sell is gone. Yesterday there was a 50 something chance of them cutting to 4.75. That means there's a 50 basis point cut. I don't think they're going to cut that way, especially on today's CPI number right in line. So now we're back up to the 5 and 5.25 range where there's over a 50% chance there. So my expectations are they're going to cut in September. They're going to then be completely data dependent, like all the panel says, because they have to be. One day it's great news, one day it's not so great news, and the markets fluctuate so bad. Okay, so that's what's going on in the markets right now. So if you're contemplating, you know, refinancing or buying that first house, you know, the refinancing thing, put to the point where, you know, maybe you're 0.5% or 1% under where your current rate is now, reach out to us. I'll do the analysis on the numbers to see, does it make sense to do it? If you're looking to buy that first house, you're not going to be able to nail it right on the button on where rates are. We're a far cry from where we were just about 6-8 months ago when rates were 8%. You can see that right through here. This gives us the 52-week high and low. So right now, the low was 6.34. We might teeter back to that maybe by the end of the month, but the high was 8.03%. So we are a far cry from there. So if you're looking to buy and you put it off, you did yourself a justice there because you brought down those payments quite a bit on that end. But if you're trying to navigate to say, you know, Dan, can I buy a house? Can I qualify to refinance? Does it make sense? Reach out to us. Again, my name is Dan Frio. I'm just a lonely old loan officer out here helping you guys out there try to find buy that first house or maybe refinance. And it doesn't matter where you live because I hold a federal license. What does that mean? Well, I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico, and I'd love to help you. So what do? Well, you go to therateupdate.com. The first thing you're going to do if you're looking to buy a house, click the grant finder right up there. It's going to find you grants throughout the whole country as well as the Chicagoland area, which is where I'm located. Or you can just click the apply now button if you're looking to refinance or purchase. But if you're like, Dan, I went in there and can somebody just talk to me right now? Yeah, I get antsy too. So I'm going to scroll right down to the bottom. You're going to see loan products. You're going to see comments that people posted on Google reviews for us. You're going to see calendars. And then you're going to get to the section right through here that'll give you our phone number right there and my email address. Yes, me. It's right through here. So if you shoot me an email, I will be sure to email you back with any answers to any questions that you have. So we do have a live event today at 2:30 Central Time. Please join us. Ask any questions that you want. If it comes to buying the first house, refinancing, reverse mortgages, anything you have in regards to real estate, we'd love to answer for you. So thanks very much for watching. I'll be back today at 2:30, and then I'll be back for the closing bell to let you guys know where the heck all this ended. Have a great day, folks. See you soon. Bye-bye.